Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 12th of October. I hope you're all well. I've written another song. I haven't written another song. This just came to my head literally 2 or 3 minutes ago. Somebody texts me some nonsense about my singing. Very harsh. I think my singing it is. It's right up there, isn't it, if you're honest. I missed a trick last week with Dilla, didn't I? I missed a trick. I did the Oh What a Night just because that was the first song that came into my head on that morning. But if they're not singing this song at Aston Villa, they are missing a trick. I should actually copyright all this stuff and get... That could become my new thing, writing songs for the terraces. Because if Villa fans aren't using Michael Jackson's Thriller, then... there's something wrong, because you can just go, because this is Villa, Villa night, we've got to keep on scoring, that Scouse defence is shot, because this is Villa, Villa night. Just do it, can you? Just do it all day long. Like every song, every team that comes, you could invent a different twist on Michael Jackson's Thriller for Villa. I'm helping you out, Villa fans, singing your songs, see, as you continue your rise up the table. Digging out my sing. I had a bit of a surreal morning with Chrissy spreadsheets this morning. Oh, Chrissy's building a new process for me, and speeding up some of the bits I do. So he sends me a YouTube video like he does every now and then. Is the progress so far? This is quite a big project that I've got him on, and he appears in the corner with that stupid flipping New York Jets bobble hat on. I mean, I wouldn't advertise the fact I supported the Jets anyway, but then he just looks ridiculous. And he's off on another holiday as well. Always leaves at the end of the video. Oh, by the way, I'm away off on yet another holiday. This man has more holidays than flipping Cliff Mitchell-Moore. There you are, there's one for the old boys. I think his name was Cliff Mitchell-Moore. Might have it wrong. Judith Chalmers, most people say, but I think it was Cliff Mitchell-Moore. There, look that one up. He's on the hat. Sam's walked in, even had a little watch, because she likes Chris. Even she said, what's he got in his head? Anyway, so he says it's freezing up in Middle Earth, up in Mordor, probably is. But I said, oh, even Sam said, what you got on your head via WhatsApp. He's put, Sam watched, like their best buddies. Say hi to her. I said, yeah, for some reason she does like him. We went out last Christmas. Should never introduce them two together. And he has then come back and said, this is just brilliant, it has been said I'm a housewife's favourite. Sort yourself out, son. I don't think there's anywhere on the planet that has ever been said that you are a housewife's favourite. Flipping dearie me. What a boy he is. Just flip another holiday. Just crack on and get this sheet done. I wanted it done by the end of the international break. And who goes on holiday, honestly? Right, what else have we got? I've got some horses. Let's do them first. And then I'm going to take you into a little bit of intro into Mindset Mondays and what my plans are for the next few months with these. And we're going to do it, try and do something properly for once. Right, but I've got some horses first. These are at Musselburgh and Wolverhampton. Musselburgh this afternoon, Wolves this evening. Musselburgh 1:30, Lavoir Magique. Musselburgh 2:30, Marshall Dan. Musselburgh 4:00, Northern Society. And Musselburgh 4:30, Dream Seller. And then two at Wolverhampton, 5:30 Candescence, 6:30 Running Cloud. As always, you can back them win and place, or trade them. I've set a new sheet up just to keep all the trade results for people. And we are having a high strike rate of 25% trades in now. I think we've only had three that haven't made it of the ones that I've put out so far. Hit the bar a lot of times, but we've had a few winners, so I'm keeping all the results now myself, and I'll keep you updated of that. I'll try and do these. I've set a new process for myself to get these out quicker for you, and when we move to the Telegram group, they'll go on there. I've also got another new lot of horses, but they're you have to follow them through the day, but they have been unbelievable. I was trading at the weekend. That's my next job, to speak to Chrissy about that, a new Excel or any other Excel geniuses, because they have been absolutely I don't know whether it's just a lucky run at the minute, but they've been unbelievable. So Mindset Mondays, I think I've had a few queries about this and a few people saying, oh, I'm looking forward to it. And what is the aim and what's the plan? What I don't want to do is have long lectures where I just sit here spouting on. I want to try and make this a little bit more interactive for people, cover certain things and give a sort of almost like a workbook type thing, and something that you can come back to and identify, because it is all different to each individual. So the first thing is to understand what is mindset. I get lots of people, you just keep talking about mindset. It's absolute numpties. I could go off on one on this, but I won't. And a mindset is, it's literally a person's way of thinking and their opinions. That is what it is. I'm just going to try and call up a definition now. So let's call up. And you've got who's this? Collins Dictionary. If you refer to someone's mindset, you mean their general attitudes and the way they typically think about things. So obviously you can have a mindset for pretty much any topic, any subject on the planet. Obviously what we have in betting is your individual way of you thinking about it and what your opinions are, but also then you do get influenced by the collective sort of mindset around gambling. It is a negative collective mindset around gambling and collective negative opinions. You know, invariably, if you walked into a room with people and said, I'm a gambler or whatever, instantly their opinion of you, so that mindset of that group of people, would be one of great great negative. That's what it would be, a great, you know, negative thought process. Oh, degenerate, oh, can't fucking win, oh, what's this bloke doing? Oh, he's probably losing all the household bills. You know, all that goes on. We know it goes on, and it's pointless trying to fight it and pretend it doesn't go on. What you have to try and do is work around it and live with it. The thing with your own mindset is it shapes your thoughts, and your thoughts then shape your habits. And that's when it becomes difficult to change, because once you've got into that sort of conveyor belt of this is what I do and this is what happens, it strengthens your mindset. So, for example, if you're losing, that you can't win, and that gets cemented even more. And then it becomes really hard for people like me or whoever, anybody, you know, who wins at the game, to try and get you out of that, because that's what we're fighting through first. Forget the systems. I've always said it. Forget. You're fighting through that layer. And I've given you examples in recent weeks of where people have emailed me in, oh, I've lost 8 points. Is it right? Is it this, that, and the other? Because they're just so used to losing that once they get on that conveyor belt, it becomes a really difficult thing to get off. So most of what we do, gambling, most of what we do requires you to go against your sort of automatic thought processes, I guess. You need to think slightly different. You certainly need to start to believe and think in a different way. And I suppose, what would you put it under? You need to start to do things differently. And it is that great old Einstein quote, isn't it? To keep doing the same thing time after time and expect different results isn't going to get you anywhere. That is never, ever going to get you anywhere. So with most people, it starts with a fundamental change. And it's a slow process. It's not something nobody here can flick a switch and say it. I mean, I read Dan's email last week, and it's been 2 years working on himself. It's a never-ending process. I sort of say to you many times, I don't enjoy losing. I have good days, bad days. But when I have bad days, I can get up the next day and push on. It doesn't affect me in the slightest, one bit, whatever. That's developed over a period of time. I'm still learning all the time. Now, I still, you know, I change things I do. The reason I keep giving Chrissy work, because I new things come to me. I want to do something that way. So I'm always looking to adapt and change. And to do all that, you know, you need the mindset not to just bin what you're doing and move to something else, but to try and grow yourself over a period of time. So it's something that always goes in. And it's the foundation. I firmly believe that, you know, if you're building a house, you've got to put the foundation. I firmly believe that developing a mindset of a winner, and my first ever seminars that I did in 2012, I called the Millionaire Mindset, actually developing a mindset to be a millionaire, irrespective of how you're going to get there, whether it was selling property, betting, whatever, that developing that is the key to, one, achieving it, but two, sustaining it and keep going. I am a very, very durable individual, and I do think I can teach people lots of things through different mediums, but I'm not the best at what I do. I'm not the greatest on the planet. I'm just somebody who has lived through it for 13, 14 years now. So you encounter most things, and you know, I've had really bad days, really good days. I'm a fairly level individual. You know, if I win 15 grand in a day, I don't go down the road doing cartwheels. And if I lose 15 grand in a day, you don't see me sitting in the corner dribbling. So developing that mindset is, I think, absolute paramount. I think it is the first thing before anything else. That is my view. It's my opinion. I know there'll be people who disagree, but I think unless you've got that, it doesn't really matter then what we give you to bet, because you're not going to be able to see it through anyway. So that is the first thing, is to build this fundamentals. For me then, and again, all this is just my opinion and how my approach, I'm not reading, you know, psych books and getting you and saying this is, I'm literally looking at how I would go about it now and what I would do. And I think the first thing is identifying what sort of individual that you are at the minute. And I think that starts by not, you know, it's easy just to get up and say, I'm going to be different today. You've actually got to start to identify what sort of person you are. So for this week, for week one, I think the first thing is for everybody to get a pen and paper or a Word and type Word doc open and a keypad, and type out first your traits, just your natural traits. Forget betting for the minute. What are your natural traits? Are you a happy person? Are you a sad person? Are you a larger than life sort of extrovert? Are you an introvert? Do you can you take losses? Do you like get overexcited when you win or your team win? You see me when Spurs win, I'm a very excitable individual, but I'm not like that when I'm betting. So just write down your traits, you know, be very honest with yourself. This is the sort of person I am. And then try and map them over to where they may be strengths or weaknesses for your betting. So, you know, if you're somebody who doesn't really concentrate, messy, you know, not good at keeping records, you'll probably find there's other areas in your life where that is, you know, that, you know, I've, as I keep going about my racing mate, he walks around with an A3 bit of paper, absolute shambles, has absolutely no idea who owes him what, where's what's going on. But it's not just in his betting, he's like it with every aspect of his life. This is the guy who put on the wrong underpants. You can see how his just brain isn't switched on all the time. So you'll tend to find that the traits that you write down reflect through to the things that you do. And if you get pissed off very quickly and fly off the handle very quickly, it may be that trait that leads you to have a chase bet, for example. I'm not saying that is necessarily it, but I think if you write down those traits first of what you can do, so that in effect we're building a framework of, this is my current personality and my current sort of mindset in a wide reaching area, but then we can start to take that framework and drill down into it and take you to changing certain paths and behaviors. And I'll give you some exercises and things that you can do over the weeks that lead to it. The second part of this is and I say this all the time, and a lot of what I'm going to cover over these sort of Mondays is elements of things I've said for 10, 12 years. Those who've read my the old blog on the website and listened to these and spoke to me on days out or at seminars or when we've been for Lingfield race days, whatever it may be, you've got to take a personal responsibility for what happens with your betting. We can blame anybody. We can stand there and say that system was rubbish, that didn't work there. The bottom line is, when you are putting money on something, it's you who's choosing to do that. What is your reason why? And you've got to take responsibility for it. And you've got to do it in the right way, if you're serious, to enable you to maximise profits at the end. And it is an individual thing. You know, that's what I've said again many times. Forget what other people are doing on Twitter. Forget what other people are doing on Facebook. Forget what other people are doing on chat rooms. Forget what other people are doing in forums. Take responsibility for yourself. So alongside your sort of traits and writing that down, right back now, go back and think through this week, you know, until we get to next Monday, a time when you had losing bets and a bad betting day, winning bets and a good betting day. What was the cause of those results? What was the cause of, you know, why you think it was a good day or a bad day? What was your mindset at the time? How prepared were you? What were you doing? What were, you know, everything around those times, so you can sort of identify, was there anything different on a good day or a bad day? Was there something that you were doing that led to a bad day, for example, being a really bad day? I'm a great believer that losing gamblers have quite a few good days, but their bad days are so bad that they never catch up. And we need to try and find the reason for that. And I'm not saying everybody's like that, so we're individual, and I'm going to be wide-ranging over these Mondays to try and do it. But try and write down what... you know, what feelings you have and what things may be different between a good day and a bad day. Is there anything, you know? And I'll give an example of a guy, and he'll be listening to this at some stage. I've got a few groups that I share trades with via WhatsApp, and one guy put one day, I missed that, I was on the toilet. So he missed a winner because he's on the toilet. So that's nothing to do with anything other than not being organised or not being in a situation, you know, and getting, if you like, caught short's the perfect word, isn't it? So there's no one else to blame there bar himself for that situation. So, that, you know, I think if you can identify what your traits are and map them across to, you know, perhaps strengths and weaknesses in your betting, and then look at... your own betting, when you've had good days, bad days, what elements have constituted those good days? Were you able to sit down in your office and concentrate and focus? On a bad day, did you have kids running around? Whatever it may be. And you start to build this framework that we can then, in effect, take apart and put back together to get you working. Because I believe everybody can do this. I've always said that. I believe what we've got to do, and everybody is different, is put it right for you, for that person, so you're in the right circumstances for you to be able to bet, you're betting the right stuff that suits you, you're able to do it. So again, sitting trading all day may not be for some people, and look at fixed odds bets, look at automation, stuff like that. A guy last week who sent me an astonishing email, I'm not going to give his name, said he should be 300 points up on the horses, but he isn't because he hasn't been able to put the bets on. I mean, I'm going to talk to him. I'm just absolutely gobsmacked. It sort of floored me. I just thought, this is unbelievable that what you're telling me just can't in your head make any sense. He said, I'm pleased because my systems are positive. Well, they might well be. They're no fucking good if you're not betting them, are they? And can't get all the bets on. So for this week one, you know, I think the starting point for you guys is to personalise this a bit and sort of identify what your traits are as a person, and they will feed into every element of your life. You know, don't think that they don't. They absolutely do. The way you are feeds in. I'm very OCD, and that feeds into my bedding. You know, I'm a man who doesn't want, if I have a plate with baked beans on it. I don't want the beans on the plate because I don't like the juice touching other food, so I like the beans in a ramekin on the side. I'm happy to say that. Yeah, people can call me weird, you can say nut job, whatever. It's that sort of OCD, though, that carries forward to my bedding, that when I'm looking at spreadsheets and things, it's minutiae detail that I go into. And it's very difficult to share what I do because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, perhaps I can help you with that, because I'm OCD about doing it. Two, I do it every single day without fail. It doesn't matter where I am. You know, this podcast, I've become OCD about doing it every day. But it's not just, oh, the podcast, I'm OCD. It's traits in my life. So write your traits down. See if you can map them across then, some of them, to why you may be good or bad at betting. Write down then how you felt when you are actually betting, with paying particular attention to when you've had a really good spell or when you've had a really bad spell. What caused it? What feelings you went through? How did it affect you? Could you sleep at night? All those sort of things. And then next week we'll move into that a little bit to sort of break it down and think, how can we, for you, and I'll, you know, it will be, whilst I'm talking globally, it will be elements that you can take out, say, I'm going to do that. And that is the key to this. I can do this every Monday for the next 2 years. Unless, you know, we go back to the slight edge. Unless you start to do things, unless you accept that we do make mistakes and things go wrong. We have losing days, you know. No one person is better than anybody else, and everybody is human. Don't think that they're not. I know there's people who give an air of invincibility and never ever have a loser and think they're better than anybody else. And I know in social media you get drawn into that, and it's easy to think that. We all have our own little foibles. Nobody in the world is perfect. Once we start to be able to, one, structure our lives around what we want to achieve and get some clarity for our personal situation, ignoring everybody else, it's actually not that difficult to plot a path to success, trust me. And I have made tons of mistakes over the last 14, 15 years. But you battle away. And that's what I want to try and teach people over these, is to put a framework, as I say, in place that, in effect, no matter your personal situation, you can apply it to. But the starting point is understanding exactly what a mindset is, getting your own personal traits down, and getting the how you feel on any particular day. So I hope you enjoyed that this morning. As I say, it's not something, again, you know me, I don't sit and write all this out. It's going to be very much every Monday, just moving this on a bit at a time. But I want you to do some work. If, you know, those who want to take this seriously, I want you to feel that you're actually doing something rather than, oh, well, I listen to him and that makes it all good, because that doesn't make it all good. We need to try and move you guys on and develop, if you like, a winning mindset. But it won't just be a winning mindset in gambling. I think you'll find other elements of your life will start to come together as well. Right, have a good Monday. I've given you the horses. And I will be, we are in a quiet week until Friday, but I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm going to give some more details of the Telegram stuff this week, how I see that working, and a few other bits. I've got a couple of cracking things I'm doing at the minute. As I say, these horses look good, but I've spent a lot of time, you know, Chrissy's doing this stuff for me, just sorting out all my Excel setup and it, speeding things up, getting more data, if you like, or, you know, turning it into usable data. Got some unbelievable stuff that I've just been looking at through the second half, which is amazing. So, you know, when we get this Telegram, that's stuff I want to share and take forward over a period of time for people. Enjoy your Monday. Have a lovely day. And I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.